Hey, Lex Coach Mike here, LexCoachMike.com. This is a preview or a sample of my first podcast with this great coach, Ryan Poley at Boston University. He's been there since 2012, but he kind of led them through the transition from a really good MCLA program to Division I. Fast forward to 2017, he's the Patriot League Coach of the Year. Also recognized as a New England Division I Coach of the Year. Got a pedigree with Andy Shea at Yale. Before that, he was the head coach at Merrimack. This is a really interesting drill. You know, he's a traditional coach in terms of a very slow build-up in the practice. The first transition drill where he sets the pace of practice really doesn't happen until 20 or 25 minutes in. And then he runs this rapid-fire drill, which he loves in a 6v4 format. Got an article on it in the article section. Check it out. I love it. I can't wait to try it. Check this out. This coach, you're going to be hearing a lot about this program. They had a great year in 2017. Ryan Poley, Boston University.
The fundamentals of our practice and, you know, something, the foundation of our practice. So the next thing we'll go to is similar to what you said, is some type of competition drill. We want to get practice going, whether it's a red versus white, doing it for points and getting guys, you know, thinking about competing, or we'll go offense versus defense, which is, you know, you got to design the drill that makes sense, where you're competing. And then we talked about all the drills that you talked about where, you know, the crunch drills where, you know, we do a drill called rapid fire where three balls are coming every, you can do it 5-on-3, you can do it 6-on-4, you can do it 6-on-5 where, you know, you're throwing three balls in immediately. So the first ball comes in, everybody runs in, and the most common one you do is a 6-on-4. So offense comes in and you have one line up top and then, you know, one line behind and then two in the alleys, and the defense has two in the alleys and they run in and it's a 6-on-4. And then, you know, as soon as that ball is shot or saved, another ball is coming in. So you're really playing defense, and then it's kind of simulating like a rebound, where the ball shot and all of a sudden you got to find the next ball and you got to play and you got to match up, and you're already at a disadvantage as a defense. So now the shot goes off, you have to cover up inside, play inside out, and then another ball is coming in. So we call that rapid fire. We do three balls and it's a competition, typically 6-on-4, you know, in a half field setting. And we have, you know, four or five other drills like that where, you know, you talk about 3-on-2.
Let me ask you a question. Do you start that with a ground ball like you would throw in for a scramble, or is an assistant coach banging the ball to one of the offensive players anywhere?
Assistant coach is banging a ball to one of the offensive players and everybody runs in. So you kind of get your formation, whether you want a one behind or you want a 3-3 with somebody inside. So the first one takes time to get set up. Everybody's got to get in. And then after that ball is either turned over, shot, scored, or whatever, now another coach, and we go, they know where the ball's coming from. They, you know, the ball, it's not right, as if it's a secret, but they have to locate that coach and like I said, cover up inside because the coach has, now the coaches are at outside the box, so it's not as if they're 10 yards away and they can, so the pass takes a little bit longer to get there, but, you know, you really got to cover up inside, find the ball, cover up inside, and then work your way out and get matched up in a, you know, unsettled situation. And, you know, but that's been a good drill for us.
Coach, what's the reason for the 6v4 versus 5v3 or 6v5 or something else in that drill?
We just feel in these unsettled situations, we have other drills, scramble drills, where, you know, it'll be more of a prolonged three, you know, maybe.
Oh, no. I get it. And I'm not questioning you by any way, shape, or form. I'm just saying
we
don't hear a lot of 6v4. And, I mean, obviously you're encouraging a lot of great ball movement. You know, knowing that
you're
encouraged on the field. It's a passing to a shot drill.
When the ball comes loose, typically it's a, you know, one guy's got to pick it up. So you're typically not going to have six guys open. You never would, but it's making it a little bit harder on the defense. And where the ball, we kind of thought that this is where the guys are positioned when a loose ball happens. You know, typically that's kind of where they're at. So again, it's quick recognition of guys being open. And then if you don't, the defense does a good job, exactly what you alluded to. It's the perfect number where if the defense plays it right, the offense is going to have to make four or five passes. And then you're doing man down concepts. You're doing hedge concepts. So, and it's early in practice where we're really concentrating on stick work. So it's a good number that It's not going to, if you do a 2-on-1 or a 3-on-2, you know, if the offense plays it right within one pass, they should get a really good look. So, pretty early in practice, we're getting good stick work and we're working on our, you know, our footwork, you know, and drawing a guy and moving it. And certainly some of the fundamentals, shooting the ball and getting a good shot because, and we make the scoring system, you know, offense should score here. So if they don't score, you know, it's a point for the defense. So they have to really work for a good shot, so that they can score or get a high opportunity shot.
How long do they're in there for three balls, but how long does each individual rep last, Coach? I mean, are they pretty good at bang shot, or do you have to say, okay?
Yeah.
You know?
No, I mean, everybody wants to score, so they're looking to, you know, get it to the open guy and get the ball inside, and I would say 10 seconds at most.
Okay.
And everybody jazzed up. It's a high energy drill, and offense and defense are kind of, you know, chirping each other, and you know, it's one of the drills that kind of gets us energized for practice, and they want to go. And you know, every now and again, we'll let the defense play offense just to, you know, change it up and let those guys throw. The goalies don't like that very much, but you know, you get a chance for those guys to swing it around and, you know, draw two and move it, or draw one and move it. So it's good for their stick work too.
Man, I love it. I love it. So now we got the pace of practice going a little bit. We got the blood going.
Yep.
We've got some guys banging the ball. We got some shots on cage. Where
yep.
we go next, Coach?
We always do clearing and riding. We'll do a part hole.
Hey, again, there's a lot of flexibility on this drill. You can run it a lot of different ways, but I love the groups in there for three balls. I've started doing that this year with a lot of success. Kids love it. And I like the 6v4 format just to encourage ball movement, three or four passes rather than two passes, which you often get in a 3v2 or something like that. Anyway, check out the article section. Again, I'm just so humbled by your support of my site and so thankful for all you've done to support us. We'll keep trying to bring you really, really good content. Lax Coach Mike, laxcoachmike.com.